When you're done with your yoga this weekend, you can go to the movies. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan reviews two new films about the heroin trade in 1970s New York.
These are good times to be an OG, an original gangster. Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe star in a new film about the career of Harlem drug lord Frank Lucas, called American Gangster. And a new documentary, Mr. Untouchable, offers a look at Lucas's main rival, Nicky Barnes, known to some as the Black Godfather. There is no love lost between these men, in the documentary or the Hollywood film. Barnes, played by Cuba Gooding Jr., comes off as a bit of a showboat in a small role in American Gangster. And in the documentary, Barnes refers contemptuously to Lucas as country boy. American Gangster's plot views Frank Lucas's criminal enterprise as a left-handed form of human endeavor. Denzel Washington owns the film as the man with a dream.
The man I worked for had one of the biggest companies in New York City. He ran it for more than 50 years. Bumpy was rich, but he wasn't white man rich. You see, he wasn't wealthy. He didn't own his own company. He thought he did, but he didn't. He just managed it. White man owned it, so they owned him. Nobody owns me, though.
Hey.
How you doing, baby?
Good.
That's because I own my own company. My company sells a product that's better than the competition at a price that's lower than the competition.
That competition would be documentary subject Barnes, shot in shadows because he's in the Federal Witness Protection Program. Barnes on screen is cocky and full of himself. Only at the end, when he talks about cooperating with the police, do you get a glimpse of the real man.
And they could call me a snitch. I'd rather be here and be considered a betrayer of them than to be in there and to be considered a stand-up guy while they could be out here violating the rules. I'm out there in.
Though you might not expect it, it is the fictional American gangster that gives that period a more meaningful and more involving look than the documentary. That's because American Gangster is old-school epic filmmaking. When you combine Steven Zaillian's character-driven script with director Ridley Scott's grasp of sweeping storytelling, you get bravura movie-making that makes the documentary pale by comparison. Watching American Gangster in tandem with Mr. Untouchable underlines that the Hollywood film is less based on actual fact than on movie fiction. What American Gangster is doing is recreating myths. And it's good to see that the movies haven't lost their touch where that kind of work is concerned.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for the Los Angeles Times and for Morning Edition. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. The program is edited by Doreen McAllister and Courtney Dorning. Our editorial staff includes Bridget Kelly, Shanita Anderson, Jasmine Garce, Kitty Isley, Ann Hawk, Jordana Hochman, and Maeve McGoran, with Shannon Rhodes and Nina Gregory at NPR West. Our senior editoire is Bruce Oster, and our director of morning programming, not to mention executive producer, is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.